I've always wondered that, like, the deliberate following of Buddha to, you know, shut down these voices or brains, imaginations, versus just sitting. And then they would go away more from sitting, perhaps, than deliberate.
Well, I mean, there has to be some kind of, because sometimes, you know, like, just sitting, you know, ends up with us just sitting there and thinking, sitting there and proliferating, sitting there and or just sort of kind of that waiting for Godot, you know. So there does need to be a balance, because, you know, one of the problems, of course, of bringing the mind to a place of peace and clarity is our own kind of busy body mind trying to fix us, ourselves, trying to, if you're focused all the time on fixing yourself, then, well, there's no end to that either. There's lots to do, but it's so that I think one of the Ajahn Chah's instructions that really resonated with me, I said, and could worry, because he has such a facility for being able to kind of cut to the chase and make things simple. And he said, there's only two things you have to do: know and let go. You know, and but you know, you start extrapolating from that, or you start teasing it out, and you say, well, there's, you know, there's different kinds of knowing, and there's knowing in certain ways, but there is how do I come back to just knowing something clearly and then being able to put it down, to be able to relinquish it, to not bite into that delicious taste of proliferation and complication. Because there's a certain gratification that we get by buying into that, the complication, even though we feel beset by it, you know, we're suckers for it.
Yeah.